Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham, right here in the operations area at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida. This is your noon Eastern Time update on Hurricane Henri. Let's start off with this, the satellite here, and really looking at the center area of convection here, just those high tops, those bright white clouds right there, just signifying just some big thunderstorms associated with the storm. But also you see outside of that, some of those high cirrus clouds, meaning this the system is breathing. So it's really a healthy system. And that's why it went from that tropical storm. And now with the latest readings that we have, 75 mile per hour hurricane. So we're going to be watching that with time, and it's hard to see where the center is if you look at that satellite. So we have some other information that we use. The hurricane hunters, they're doing such an amazing job. Heroes out there going towards the storm as we all get away from the storm, because they can see the center of the storm right there. And that really helps us make that forecast. Once they can pinpoint the center, it really helps us be able to focus on where the storm is going. The other thing that they're finding when they're out there inside the storm, an expanding wind field somewhat. And that's what we've noticed in the latest information and the data, especially down to this southeast quadrant right here. Now the tropical storm force winds extend out 140 miles from the center and still about 90 to 100 in this quadrant. Why does that matter? Well, you can't concentrate just on that center line. If you follow our forecast just like this and follow those tropical storm force winds, notice it's much larger than the cone, and it's outside that area. So as a result, we have these tropical storm warnings on each side of the hurricane warning, and we have a tropical storm warning that includes New York City. That hurricane warning, including Long Island, portions of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, where you can see the core of those hurricane force winds. Timing-wise, right here at that location is 8 a.m. Sunday morning, and you're going to start already seeing, see how the winds extend outward? So already seeing some of those tropical storm force winds reaching Long Island, portions of New Jersey, and even into Connecticut tomorrow morning as this approaches landfall tomorrow afternoon. But remember, those impacts are well before you even get that landfall. Speaking of those impacts, here are some of them here. One of them is just torrential rainfall. And a lot of these areas are already saturated from previous rain, and we're going to put efficient tropical rainfall on top of those saturated soils, and that makes for a dangerous situation. Could see some flooding, could see some flash flooding, rivers. And also with that saturated soil plus those winds that we talked about, you're going to knock down trees. So you're going to have trees down, hazardous conditions traveling, power outages. So prepare for that. Today's a prepare, because those winds are going to start getting into some of these areas tomorrow, Sunday. Got to be prepared for this. So heavy rainfall, we're looking at the potential of some of that flash flooding. And the other danger here is the storm surge. A very dangerous situation with the storm surge. Please listen to those local officials. Nantucket Sound, Buzzards Bay, Narragansett Bay, 3 to 5 feet of storm surge. That's water up your pant leg. That accounts for the tides, that accounts for the maximum area in some of these. Not everybody sees that, but those traditional areas will. Long Island Sound here, 3 to 5 feet of storm surge. So listen to those local officials. A dangerous amount of storm surge. If you're in those areas that ask you to leave, you gotta do so. This has been Ken Graham with the latest information on Hurricane Henri from the National Hurricane Center, Miami, Florida.